WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Two recently constructed buildings in North Bryan, vacated shortly after a Mexican food processor left a town, have been sold. Bryan-based Kristen Distributing purchased the buildings and 32 acres from the bankruptcy court, divesting what was Gundler Foods. CEO Mark Kristen says they'll move their malt beverage operations from the Brazos County Industrial Park. That will open space to grow their soft drink brand, Boots Beverages.
We've been experimenting with distributors in St. Louis, Ohio, Mississippi, and it looks like it's not just a Bryan, Texas type of product. HEB has the Boots statewide. We're negotiating, and Kroger's going to give us a trial in Dallas, Houston, and here. So I hope any of your listeners will look for the Boots beverage, particularly the one that has my face on it.
And Kristen expects to be operating out of their new 55,000-square-foot building, the one closer to Highway 6, by next July. And he's in the process of selling the second building to another manufacturer. The Bryan City Council has approved waiving an estimated $80,000 in fees to the developers of a senior living community near the Traditions Golf Course. Mayor Jason Bielski says it involves independent living to assisted care.
Slowly and surely, it's a good thing. Bryan and College Station are becoming a retirement mecca here. Got a lot of former students that are wanting to move back to be closer to A&M and the SEC activities and all the wonderful things that go on in our community.
Construction of the $35 million development is required to start by the middle of 2016 and be completed by the end of 2018. The council agreed to sell 36 acres early this year, and the closing is expected to take place at the end of next month. The College Station School Board is considering moving up their bond issue to next year instead of 2016. Superintendent Clark Ely says that follows discussion this week on the financial implication of building and operating a 10th elementary, a 3rd intermediate, and a 3rd middle school. That followed last month's report that CSISD has added more than 1,300 students in the last 2 years.
We're going to come back in December and kind of put that all together and have a discussion and kind of determine what our next steps might be.
Dr. Ely says they've been in contact with the College Station city officials, who are also considering a bond issue for next year. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner wants to keep all the money generated by the state's fuel tax for highways. He's pre-filed legislation to stop diverting $620 million a year for other things.
Straightening out our books and making sure that a dedicated tax is used for that purpose is the first step, the prerequisite for the further discussion of how we go about prioritizing our budget.
Schwartner says the fuel tax has been used, among other things, for the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, the Department of Public Safety, and the Attorney General's Office. Finally, a reminder, tomorrow is the last day to register for the 88th BCS Christmas Parade. The registration form and other information is online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 47 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This Christmas, WTAW and Blue Baker have teamed up again to ask you to add a child you've never met before to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the trees set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton, both in College Station. Then, shop for your angel. Drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts is December the 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by Team of Navasota and let our team work for you.
Hustle in to get $6,000 off 2014 Chevy Silverados.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $3,000 off Chevy Impalas.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $8,000 off Chevrolet Silverado heavy duties.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It'll become mostly cloudy across the region today. We may see a stray shower pop up this afternoon. Temperatures will be near 65 today. Clouds and the chance for a shower tonight. Milder, lows overnight near 60. Clouds tomorrow, there could be a shower. We continue to turn warmer. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow night, lows near 60. Mostly cloudy for Saturday. The chance for a shower or thunderstorm, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Courtney Walker hanging 1,000 points on different teams across the country. She did it last night. We'll have more on Aggie women's basketball. Aggie volleyball gets a four-set win in Barnhill Arena in Arkansas. All three Lone Star NBA teams were in action last night, and the NBA really pushing for a settlement with concussions. All that and more in sports, and we'll do that for you about 6:50.
I got helmet news later on this morning.
Helmet news?
Yeah. Going to be 57 today in, that's View City. That's not right. I was going to look up Buffalo.
Nueva York?
Buffalo, New York. See what the weather is up there because, you know, you've got this internet thing. 24 degrees and light snow.
Woohoo!
Got yourself a 60% chance of snow. Chance of snow before 10 o'clock, then snow likely with areas having blowing snow after 10 in the morning. Cloudy really with a high near 28.
Really kind of a big, giant waste of time.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you can get there. You ain't flying into Buffalo. You ain't driving into Buffalo.
Wind chill's 10.
Yikes!
Well, and the other thing that's nice is by Saturday it turns to rain because they'll go above freezing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that'll be delightful.
So then there'll be flooding in Buffalo.
Yeah, if you have some friends up there, call them today and go, how you doing? And how's that tax bill?
As you're standing out on the back porch
exactly.
In your shorts?
That's right. 70, because it's going to be, you know, probably 70 today, warmer than that. Now, as far as our chances of rain, 50% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. 40% on Friday night, 70% on Saturday, it looks like. But again, we could use some rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got sunny on Sunday at 73, which will be El Perfecto. Should be pretty nice.
Just to keep the symmetry, that will be roughly the same forecast for Buffalo, Texas.
What? Which, remember, they used to change to Blue Star. Remember they do that? When they played in the Super Bowl, they played Buffalo, they changed their name
yes,
for a day to Blue Star.
I do
Star.
Remember
You'd
that.
You'd have to be an old person.
I do remember that.
14 dresses, 11 pair of pants, and now are been taken off the shelves at Elaine Bryant's store in Toms River, New Jersey, after a woman entered the store on Monday, reportedly allowed her dog to freely answer nature's call whenever it saw fit. I guess more importantly, wherever it saw fit. I mean, really? Police are now on the hunt for the 35-year-old. Her name is Teresa Tumbleson. They know who she is. For unknown reason, allegedly let her dog basically free pee, if you will, and do its business. $2,000 worth of clothing damaged. Store employees confronted her, asked her to leave, but she allegedly became belligerent and refused. So the staff called 911. Oh, my goodness, those New Yorkers, or New Jerseyers. Suddenly, she decided it was time to leave. Oh, about the time that the police showed up. Authorities say she fled in her Chevy Malibu, running red lights as they followed in hot pursuit. Because the roads were slick, police eventually gave up on trying to catch her. But they know who she is, and she knows where they know where she lives, so they know who she is, so whatever. Grab her and her dog and put it in a diaper.
Information.
She became belligerent when they asked her to leave with her peeing dog. Okay.
Goodness.
I'm a U.S. American. I can do anything I want. He's a peeing. You're a peeing. I'm American. Thank you.
Wow. That was delightful.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 20th of November. It's day 324, 41 of them to go. Either of y'all name inanimate objects?
It depends on the inanimate object.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I've known people who'll name their car. You know, that's...
I have. I don't currently have a name for my car.
Well, I ask because today is Name Your PC Day, if you wish to
do that.
Oh, I don't believe I could use any of the names I call this PC on occasion.
You might yell at it.
Not here, anyway.
Don't know that you're calling it by name. You might yell at it. You might call it names. But anyway, it's Name Your PC Day, if you so. Universal Children's Day. It's Absurdity Day.
Does that mean that children fit anything universally?
Universal, that's right, yeah.
Absurdity Day.
Absurdity
and Day. Word work?
Yes, the very idea.
Actually, I can think of no better way to celebrate.
Than that.
Than us being at work.
Yeah. Peanut Butter Fudge Day, which I don't get. I don't get peanut butter fudge. I don't understand it. It's peanut butter. Just do peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? And this is the day the Great American Smokeout. I don't know how many years they've been doing that, but anyhow.
Since I was in high school.
Yeah, not nearly as important as it used to be.
Nope.
But there you go. And for birthdays.
We celebrate with Nadine Velasquez, 36 years old. She was in My Name is Earl. Dierks Bentley, country singer, is 39. John McHale, 43. He's the new host of The Soup, and he's in a Community, as a matter of fact. Callie Thorne is 45 years
old. You called him John McHale?
Joel.
Joel McHale. There you go. Okay.
Did I say John? Callie Thorne is 45 years old from Necessary Ruffus. Mike D from the Beastie Boys, 49. Ming Na, 51. She's in the new Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And she was also the voice of Mulan, which I didn't know. Okay. Sean Young, who's crazy, is 55.
Yeah.
Bo Derek.
Who's not.
No.
Crazy.
But 58.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Life's been good to Joe Walsh. He is 67.
Collecting bets.
Yipper. Veronica Hamill, 71, from Hill Street Blues. Joe Biden. Uncle Joe, 72 today.
Let's lift one for him.
Bob Einstein.
Yeah.
Super Dave Osborne.
That's right. Albert Brooks' brother.
And I didn't know this. He got his start writing for the Smothers Brothers.
Yes, he did.
72 years old.
Yeah.
Greatest rock and roll name in the history of rock and roll. Norman Greenbaum.
And a one-hit wonder at that.
Spirit of the Sky. He is 72 years old, and Dickie Smothers is 75.
Wow. Estelle Parsons, you might remember her from, played Roseanne's mom in that sitcom. She's 87. Mark Gastineau was the football player. He's 58.
For the New York Jets.
He was. And Judy Woodruff, TV news journalist, be 68 years old. So, in other words, Super Dave actually shares a birthday then with one of the Smothers Brothers,
yep.
Huh? Because of Dick Smothers.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. Okay. 6:18 right now.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right. So once again, Obama, his administration, they're suffering from a crisis of confidence. You, the American people, no longer believe what you are being told. And guess what? That's a big problem. For example, we were told we could keep our health plans, our doctors save money. Well, that turned out to be an orchestrated lie, and they knew that wouldn't hold from the beginning. Now we're being told that Obamacare's chief architect, Jonathan Gruber, was nothing more than a mere unknown advisor. And some are claiming not to know him at all. Gruber met 19 times at the White House. Don't let them deceive you. They sat with Obama for hours in a meeting about Obamacare and has been paid millions for his work on this. Bottom line, Obamacare from the beginning was built on a mountain of lies that Gruber helped to orchestrate.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley!
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Knight, class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
Spending on drugs will set a milestone. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. For the first time ever, worldwide spending on pharmaceuticals is expected to top $1 trillion this year. A study by IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics says the spending increase will be driven by expensive new drugs for things like cancer and hepatitis C. Amazon.com will begin its Black Friday deals this Friday, starting tomorrow. The online superstore says it will start posting new deals as often as every 10 minutes. Amazon is using robotics to make the shipping process more efficient this year. Several of the company's warehouses have robots that move stock shelves to workers known as pickers, who now stand in one place and wait for shelves to arrive. In the past, some pickers would walk the equivalent of 20 miles a day pulling merchandise. Amazon says workers at the robotic warehouses can pick and scan 300 items an hour, three times more than under the old system. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years' experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it. Because it's important when glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Anybody can rant and rave about stuff that makes them angry. Heaven knows I've done it right here on more than one occasion. It's not really an art form. So today, we're going to turn your blind rage into poetry. What makes you angrier than anything else? In exactly five words. No more, no less. Just five. Well, the website Reddit asked that exact same question. Here are the top five. Click your pin again, jackwagon. Why don't you calm down? Supermarket 15-item lane abuse.
I love that one. Borrowers who break your belongings. And the number one thing that makes you angrier than anything else in five words or less is, which is perfect, arguing with the willfully ignorant. Well, since I saw it online, I decided I needed to take a crack at it. So here's mine. Stupid people allowed to drive. I don't know about you, but I feel better. Think about it. Send it to me if you want in exactly five words. Remember, no more or less. Kevin at BrianBroadcasting.com. And that's my commentary, but we're going to keep it with the five words thing because David's has really unique things. David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you're looking for something that you're not necessarily going to find in one of the chain stores in the mall, or perhaps something really cool like an antique, piece of Civil War money or coins, heirloom Art Deco style jewelry from the 20s, you'll find it all at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. It's really kind of hard to describe, so you'll need to go in for yourself on Old College in the IHOP Shopping Center right next to Hurricane Harry's, or you can find them online at David's Jewelry and Coins, that is plural, davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
It's 627, Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Warming up. Going to be nice. 30% chance of showers. We'll tell you that up front. About 70 for a high temperature today. 50% chance of showers tonight with a low of 60. Then a 50% chance of rain on Friday. 73 will be our high. There'll be a 40% chance of rain on Friday night. On Saturday, 70% chance of rain and a high of about 70. And then on the Sunday, we're looking at a high temperature of 73 and cools down a little bit to 66 on Monday with sunshine both of those days. Right now, the winds are out of the east, 96% relative humidity. A little bit of fog out there, so watch for that. Just kind of ground fog, not kind of patchy, not widespread. And we've got 46 degrees right now.
There's a big difference between doing things and getting things done. One is much more likely to lead to success. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
If you're going to get ahead in the world, you've got to know how to make things happen. Here's a story.
I came into my office after being gone for a few days on a Tuesday morning. The elevator didn't work. It stopped working and trapped someone in the elevator on Thursday afternoon, and it still wasn't fixed.
Alan Fox, author of the book People Tools for Business.
I talked to the person in my office who is in charge of the physical plant. I said, what's going on? He said, well, on Thursday when it didn't work, I called the elevator company. They said they would come out and fix it. I was appalled. I said, you're not in the business of making phone calls. You're in the business of making things happen.
Another one of Alan's tools for business is to toot your own horn.
You know, if you don't speak up for yourself, nobody else will. But you have to remember also, you're part of an orchestra, so you can't drown out the other players. You know, some people just talk about themselves all the time, but you've got to speak up for yourself.
And perhaps one of his best pieces of advice, wait 3 days.
Especially early in my career, I'd get a letter, and I would be really upset. I once got a horrible letter from an ex-partner of mine, and I was very upset. Now, I don't think too well. I don't think any of us thinks too well when we're really upset. So I say, wait 3 days. Calm down, and then you can deal with the problem rationally. And in the case of the letter from the partner, problem solved. Believe me, when I called him 3 days later, I was much less upset than I was when I got his original letter.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert.
College Station residents might be voting on two bond issues next year. The city is in the process of creating a citizens committee, and during this week's school board workshop, there was discussion of moving up a year, a package to build a third middle school, a third intermediate, and a 10th elementary.
They really didn't lean one direction, but they looked at, obviously, the financial components and took those into consideration, as well as the need for the kids, and really where we're getting tight at our various campuses, especially in the intermediate and middle school level.
Superintendent Clark Ely says they've been in contact with city officials.
And we understand what that could mean for taxpayers in College Station and College Station ISD, so that continues to be a factor in our discussions at the school district.
This week's CSISD board business included awarding a $13 million contract to build the new Center for Alternative Learning located on the site of the former College Station Conference Center. A local business expansion includes the purchase of buildings and land vacated earlier this year in North Bryan. Kristen Distributing CEO Mark Kristen says he's purchased what was the short-lived Gundler Foods plant off Highway 6 north of 2818.
We just don't have enough office space, storage space, parking space. We're totally out of space here on Independence. So we've really been blessed and really looking forward to continuing the business from the new location.
Kristen purchased two buildings and 32 acres from the bankruptcy court, divesting the assets of the former food manufacturing plant. He's also in the process of selling the rear building to another manufacturer.
I think they'll probably hire 15 to 20 new employees. That's just a guess. I think that deal is imminent.
Kristen will move the company's malt beverage operations to the former Gundler building along Highway 6, along with his offices. Kristen will keep their current location off 2818 south of Highway 21 to expand their soft drink business. Earlier this year, the Bryan City Council sold 36 acres of land near the Traditions Golf Course to develop a senior living community. This week, the council approved waiving an estimated $80,000 in building fees on what Mayor Jason Byinski says is a minimum $35 million project.
They'll have an opportunity where you can have some ownership, maybe a casita-type situation, and then as you advance in life, then there'll be other opportunities that'll be assisted living care down to a true-type nursing home facilities. So you can start off when you're 55 years of age and end up when you're 100 years of age and have the different options of care for you.
Construction is required to start by the middle of 2016 and be completed by the end of 2018. State legislation to stop diverting $620 million a year away from its legal purpose has been pre-filed by Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner. He calls it truth in taxation.
When people go fill up their gas tank and pay that 20 cents per gallon, that they know that when they fill up as going for the intended purposes that they voted on in the past.
Schwertner says keeping all state fuel tax money for highways is only one piece of the funding puzzle.
One was obviously Proposition 1 that utilized some of the money that the excise money from our oil and gas severance tax toward transportation. This is the second piece, and there's discussion in reference to utilizing some of the sales tax when a vehicle is purchased, either a new or used vehicle, and dedicating that toward transportation.
Schwertner says the state needs $4 to $5 billion a year for highway funding. Among other supporters of Schwertner's proposal is House Speaker Joe Strauss, who was also asked about the future of the Texas Enterprise Fund, which came under scrutiny last summer due to poor oversight.
They know that education and transportation and water mean more to our business climate than any incentive fund ever can.
Strauss says the fund, used to attract new employers, cannot be abolished because of the offers being made by other states. After facing a contentious public hearing in Austin, the State Board of Education votes on Friday morning on new textbooks for our Texas classrooms. And the board is getting a lot of last-minute pressure from activists. Board Chair Barbara Cargill of the Woodlands, whose district includes Brazos County, says activists can't erase the role religion played in U.S. history.
Our curriculum standards are excellent because they have students going to the primary source, to the original documents, and studying those. And it emphasizes our standards, emphasize our founding fathers and that rich religious heritage.
Cargill says the books that are selected are likely to be the most conservative used in Texas classrooms in decades. An armed robbery on Tuesday night at a Bryan convenience store resulted in no injuries and the loss of an undisclosed amount of money. The store clerk at the Shell store across from Bryan High at 29th and Barrick told police he was threatened with a knife. The suspect description is online at WTAW.com. Finally, a reminder, tomorrow is the last day to register for the 88th BCS Christmas Parade. The registration form and other information is online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 6:35 and it's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Ice Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
I hate my grandpa.
You say that he molested you in the bed with your grandmother.
She doesn't want to admit that she knew.
For over 10 years.
Your grandpa wouldn't do that.
He violated her.
We had a loving relationship and she destroyed it.
She destroyed it. You're saying that she's a liar.
I didn't see anything, but I'll be damned if I'm gonna stand out here and listen to your lies.
A new Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, weekdays at 4 p.m. on KXHD.
I moved to the Brazos Valley in 1990. I brought my young family here so that our children would have a great place to grow up. Over that time, we learned to love the Brazos Valley and the people in it. The weather in the Brazos Valley can be a real challenge. Now, it can go from days on end of 100-degree weather to really cold weather in the winter, even snowy weather. I love the people in the Brazos Valley, and I want to serve them with the most experienced forecasting that's available.
Join KX Chief Meteorologist Bob French weekdays on KX HD News.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
40 is a fun, centuries in the making. Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Join us for pizza, Pepsi, and puppies this Saturday, November 22nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Share the love. Dog adoption fees waived. Join us at Sterling Subaru, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
6:38, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normangtractor.com.
We'll have warmer weather continuing to spread into the region from the Gulf, and it'll be accompanied by some cloudiness. That cloudiness will continue to push into the region today, and eventually it may be accompanied by an isolated shower, 65. Clouds night, there could be a stray shower. Overnight lows only around 60. Mostly cloudy, chance for shower tomorrow, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow night, temperatures near 60. Mostly cloudy, chance for showers or thunderstorm Saturday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We've got to get a little bit of consistency. We had to switch to a zone because we couldn't stop them one-on-one.
That's Coach Gary Blair talking about the women's basketball game last night at Reed Arena. We'll have more on that. Women's volleyball, softball is in action even, and also an NFL and concussion claims suit is back in the news. We'll have all that and more in sports and do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
Could the time come when the president will be speaking from the Oval Office safely behind a moat? Probably not. There is discussion that a moat would be a good idea. After all, it would stop people who drive up to the White House at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with a 30-30 and 40 pounds of ammunition in the trunk of their car.
But that's when most of the alligators are napping, so yeah. What good is that?
Yeah, but yeah. How do the alligators react to the snow?
Yeah, I'm not sure. An Iowa man arrested near the White House yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, possessing that stuff. 41 years old, his name is R.J. Rennie Kafim, approached the Secret Service checkpoint at 15th and E Streets, Northwest, just about 1 o'clock. It was there that he told the Secret Service office that somebody from his home officer, that he had, somebody from his hometown of Davenport, Iowa, had told him to come to the White House, so he drove right there in his 2013 VW Passat. And again, officers found the .30-30 rifle and more than 40 pounds of ammunition in the trunk of the car. Yeah. Fine.
I'm not...
Yeah.
How often did this happen before? I get the impression it happens a lot. Don't discuss it.
You saying they're picking on them now? They're picking on the Secret Service? Is that it?
No, I'm just wondering. Are these people just upset at President Obama, or was anyone this crazed and upset at President Bush? And I'm not trying to make it political. I never really heard about that many people trying to breach the security at the White House. I always assumed it was impenetrable.
Yeah. I don't know. And okay, see, now that's the deal, is that there was the assumption, there was the mystique, there was the belief that their ability was beyond reproach.
A little chink in that armor to go with your moat.
Director Joseph Clancy, acting Secret Service director, said there are unique security threats that require unique security measures. He was testifying yesterday at the House Judiciary Committee, where several lawmakers had asked questions about the security breach in September that led to that guy actually running up the stairs. Representative Stephen Cohen of Tennessee had that recommendation. Would a moat, water, 6 feet around be kind of attractive and effective? Unclear if he was joking or not. Joseph Clancy decided the best thing to do was just say, "Sir, it may be." Mr. Clancy says the Secret Service is looking at doing something that, quote, would be appeasing to the eye and keep the historical nature of the White House. So I guess we're not going to put the barbed wire up. The razor wire would not look good.
I think he also said a taller fence would be more effective.
And if you're old enough, you remember Doonesbury when Nixon was still in office. They basically put a bunker out there, you know, to bunker him into the White House. Hello.
Yes, I think the moat's an excellent idea. Just leave out the drawbridge.
Yeah. Yes, sir, but he has a helicopter. He does have ways to get out.
Yeah, Marine One.
And he will be chopping out tomorrow with Harry Reid to go to Las Vegas. Going to Vegas.
There are golf places out there.
Well, there
are.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to dress like Elvis or not, but
it'd be interesting to see the first family out there on jet skis, though.
It would.
A nice summer day.
Yeah. About going out on Lake Mead or something like that. Anyway, he's going out there after he delivers his speech tonight. You know, he's delivering a speech to us tonight.
Yep.
The president is speaking tonight.
Yep.
And gave a preview on Facebook.
Yes, he did. Kind of sitting on the bench, sitting on the corner of the desk. Kind of hands clasped there in his lap, just kind of chatting with the camera.
He looked resolute on the resolute desk.
Well, it's the trial balloon thing, okay? Now, you know, understand that...
Howdy, y'all. I'm President Barack Obama.
Something like that. NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows 38% of U.S. Americans approving of the president's plan, 48% disapprove.
Well, that's even more than voted.
You're right, and he's listening to the people who didn't. 11% of Republicans approve of the move, 37% self-described independents, just 63% of Democrats express support for this. By the way, Hispanics, 37% disapprove. Now, what's interesting is, and I don't know if you saw, but Bubba came out saying that the president is on firm ground when it comes to this, okay? And, by the way, you're going to play hell fine in it because none of the main broadcast networks are going to air the address.
Huh.
It'll be carried on cable news channels. Obviously, it'll be on Telemundo and Univision because there might be a little vested interest right there.
C-SPAN 8?
Yeah, exactly. But one of the things that's kind of interesting is, let's go back to President Obama's autobiography.
Okay.
Called The Audacity of Hope. Let me read to you.
Story time, kids.
Yay!
Crisscross applesauce.
From his book. There's no denying that many blacks share the same anxieties as whites about the wave of illegal immigration flooding our southern border, a sense that what's happening now is fundamentally different from what has gone on before. Not all these fears are irrational. His words in 2006, the number of immigrants added to the labor force every year is of a magnitude not seen in this country for over a century. If this, again, his words, huge influx of mostly low-skilled workers provide some benefits to the economy as a whole, especially by keeping our workforce young, in contrast to an increasing geriatric European and Japan workforce. It also threatens to depress further the wages of blue-collar Americans and put strains on an already overburdened safety net. So how has the world changed since 2006 when it comes to that?
He has 8 years experience.
He's an
now.
Emperor now. Yeah, he can do that.
Just saying. There it is.
Nero fiddled.
By the way, all of the no votes on the XL pipeline came from Democrats. That included all of the Senate Democrat leadership. Well, of course, you know, that's going to change because they won't be leadership of the majority party when the Senate gets back together in January. But then real quick, and I know you may have heard the story about Tammy Duckworth, who is the Vietnam vet, double amputee. Rush does his update about it today. She wanted to vote by proxy when it came.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they decided that. That Nancy Pelosi decided that was not going to happen.
That's not a war on women or anything, though.
No. Yeah. John Stewart took off the clown nose long enough to chastise Pelosi and say she should just leave.
Well,
now.
Really, did he?
Oh, yeah. Spent 5 minutes.
Well, and also yesterday, and again, this is digging into the politics, but you have to understand these are signs of support or lack of. They're putting together the committees, of course, in the House. Now, the ranking member, which ends up being the highest ranked of the minority party, which would be the highest ranking Democrat in the Energy and Commerce Committee. Well, Nancy floated a gal who's from California out for that spot, and she did not win. They did not vote in the speaker of the minority leader's choice as to who should be on that committee. So they're kind of sending her a message. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, here's the door. If you'd like to sit next to it, that's fine. If not, we may run you out next time. So we'll see. Not a good 24 hours or 48 hours for the old Pelosi. But remember, it was not a wave, okay? Remember, it was not a wave on Election Day. It was just, you know, shuffling a few.
It ripple. Was one-third.
Yeah, well, just moving the deck chairs on the Titanic. That's all.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 22nd, it's rodent control. Rodents can do a lot of damage to homes, facilities, lawns, and pastures. Learn about the latest control products and techniques this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you see it on the internet, it has to be true. A click glance through your spam filter will clear that up very quickly. But it's still amazing what people are willing to say and even believe. Sometimes it's for greed and sometimes it's from ignorance. All you can say is, oh my, you must be kidding. I'll be back with details, facts or fantasy, right after this important message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com.
My spam filter and I received a news release a few days ago that encouraged people not to kill mistletoe, to leave it in our trees. I figured it was for some kind of a Christmas kiss fest, but no. The release continued on with this little gem. Trees infested with mistletoe die early because of the parasitic growth producing dead trees useful to nesting birds and mammals. Oh my, you've got to be kidding. I have a reputation for encouraging people not to commit crepe murder, and the subject of topping crepe myrtles came up on my Facebook page some time back. One reader wrote, "I don't get it. Why not top them? Topping is the best way of keeping crepe myrtles in a manageable height." Now, while I prefer not to go after people when they're making mistakes because I've made my share, this one really bothered me because I'm thinking, you know, crepe myrtles come in all mature sizes from 2 feet to 32 feet at maturity. Why don't you just take it out and get a smaller variety? Because topping is a barbaric habit with crepe myrtles. There's no good that comes from a topped crepe myrtle. It delays flowering. The flower heads are very large when they do finally appear. They'll weight down the branches. It just ruins the plants. Ornamental grasses are beautiful in the winter, all those dried leaves. Well, that one's completely subjective. I lean toward seeing brown grasses as dead-looking fire hazards and rodent refuges. Now, maybe that's the negative side of Neil. I love ornamental grasses in moderation, but we've gone way too far with them. We've overused them, and they overstay their welcomes in our landscapes in the wintertime. They need to be trimmed and cleaned up, it seems to me. Now, that's just one guy's opinion, and you're certainly welcome to yours. Now, when we get back into dry times, foundation problems crop up, and those in turn bring out the structural engineers who start saying, get the trees out of here. We can't have trees anywhere that they can see a house. Oh, come on. Give me a break. You must be kidding. Tree roots can exist with houses. You can put in a root barrier, and the roots will never get beneath the house. Or you can deal with it one at a time and just remove the harmful roots. But you don't have to take all your shade trees out. There must be some alternative. Well, there are lots of facts and fantasy in horticulture. Use your common sense. Ask questions. Talk to Texas Master Certified Nurture Professionals. You'll do fine. I'm Neil Sperry. Steps to pick the best shade tree in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Courtney Walker scored her 1,000th career point as number 5 Texas A&M walked over Rice 76-55 and improved to a perfect 4-0 in women's basketball. It was at Reed Arena last night. Here's head coach Gary Blair following the win.
I thought Jordan Jones played well. She hit some shots early and then started directing. She had a double-double, and it's just a good job by her. And we've got to get a little bit of consistency. We had to switch to a zone because we couldn't stop them one-on-one.
The Aggies opened the game on an 8-2 run and led for the rest of the way. The win gives the Aggies the 11th win in 12 home opener. The ladies will stay at Reed Arena for a Monday night matchup against Prairie View A&M. Tip-off scheduled for that one at 7 p.m. In volleyball, A&M defeated Arkansas in 4 sets at Barnhill Arena, avenging a loss to the Razorbacks earlier in the season at Reed. Sophomore middle blocker Jasmine Babers, who leads the SEC in hitting percentage, paced the Aggies with 13 kills. A&M closes out its regular home schedule this Sunday as the Aggies play host to the 2013 champs Missouri. First serve for that game is at 3 o'clock. Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team vaulted to the top spot in the College Swim Coaches Association of America team ranking on the eve and start of Aggies Fall Invitational. It's the second time in program history the Aggies have climbed to number one in that poll, which is not really designed to predict the results of the NCAA championship, but rather which team would win head-to-head against the other teams in the country. In Aggie softball, dominant play from beginning to end led the Maroon team to a 9-0 victory and even the series at one game apiece between the Maroon and White. Thursday's the rubber match. That's today. They'll take the field at 3:30, and you can actually catch that game on the Zone HD 95.1-3. All three Lone Star NBA teams were in action last night, and Kobe Bryant had 29 points to lead the Lakers past the Houston Rockets 98-92. The Rockets were without Dwight Howard, who was dealing with legal problems. Lakers are now 2-9. Rockets coach Kevin McHale said Houston just made too many mistakes.
We had some good looks and did a better job of moving the ball for the most part. You know, we missed some shots again, but you know, that's going to happen. Too many turnovers. They had 23 points off our turnovers again. It's becoming a real theme for us that we're giving up points.
Houston gets a couple days off to get ready for the Mavs. They'll face off on Saturday. Dirk Nowitzki limped off to the locker room after a fourth quarter fall, but returned to make a key three-pointer to lead the Mavs to a 105-102 victory over the Washington Wizards. Here's Rick Carlisle. He said it was a quality win. He's the head coach for the Mavericks.
This is one of the best teams that we've played. Very physical, extremely well coached, you know, strong at all positions. And, you know, they put you in a lot of binds with their perimeter players. You know, Wall's great. You know, Beal and Pierce are, you know, really difficult matchups at the wings. And so, you know, we survived it.
Kobe Bryant brings the Lakers to Dallas tomorrow.
Rebound Barajal, hands to LeBron James with 6 seconds. James loses the handle. Loose ball picked up by Ginobili. Manu starts to break the other way. He will dribble it out as he gets the ball over to Corey Joseph. This ball game is over. A hard-fought win for the San Antonio Spurs.
Tim Duncan and Boris Diaw scored 19 apiece, and the Spurs beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 92-90. It was the first meeting between the Spurs and LeBron James since last June in the NBA Finals, where San Antonio won another championship. San Antonio heads to Minnesota tomorrow. And finally, the NFL urged a judge to approve an estimated $1 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar settlement for concussion claims despite objections raised by former players and relatives. The 65-year settlement fund would pay out an average of $190,000 and resolve thousands of lawsuits against the accusing the NFL of hiding what it knew about concussions to keep men on the field. The NFL now expects 6,000 retired players, or about 28%, to suffer from Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At BB&T, sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loan subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a deer, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M Cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a deer.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now. And it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We're going to continue to warm up. It's going to get a little bit better. It's going to get a little bit wetter. We presume that the forecast is right. Look for a high today about 69. With a 30% chance of showers, 50% chance of rain tonight with a low of 60, 50% tomorrow, 70% on Saturday. 46 right now. WTAW College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.